you will not be getting a pay cut from him. So no. I'm sorry that we have to tell you.
No, that's okay. I'm just happy when he said, I told him if he signs back, I just need a hug. And he gave me one yesterday, so.
Why is it important to have a guy like Micah here? Like, did you want to advocate for him to be here?
I mean, he is Buffalo. I mean, you got Josh Allen and Micah Hyde. You know what I mean? They go hand in hand, and I don't want to say anybody deserves anything, but Micah is, you know, he deserves, you know, to be here and do what he needs to do to fulfill everything that he needs to fulfill, and I just want to help him and be a part of his journey as well.
He's in a unique position where he was saying, you know, he was clear, he's on practice squad, mm-hmm. I left my ego in San Diego. Yeah. What does it mean for a guy like that to come back and, you know, his role might be more mentoring than anything? What does that say about Micah?
I mean, Micah is the cream of the crop. I mean, from everything from his father, being a father, to being a husband, to being a teammate. I mean, he's the top tier of all that. And I'm not surprised of anything that he does as far as what his role would be or what he says he's going to do. And, yeah, I mean, that's Micah Hyde.
What's it about this organization that has, from you and Micah, are away from the building and thinking up of this team to be willing to come back and embrace the opportunity?
Just from the top down, from Terry to Brandon to Sean. I mean, it's the way they treat everybody, the way that everybody here knows everybody's names to you guys. I mean, it's not like you go different places and media tries to tear you down, and all you guys do is try to bring us up and make us look good in the community and just stuff like that. There's no downside to Buffalo, really. Like, you got the weather, but you know that makes us even closer in the weird way. So, why wouldn't you want to be here?
You said you were asked this when you signed, but here we go again. It seems like you're the best version of yourself here in Buffalo again. Some of the metrics are saying you're playing some really good football right now. Why are you the best version of yourself here with the Buffalo Bills?
Just because you get to do what you – let me rephrase that. Yeah. You get to – they let you do what you are here to do. You know what I mean? Like, there's no outside nonsense. There's no you got to worry about making this person happy. You got to put on a certain face to make Sean happy. Sean doesn't care what you do. Be on time, be respectful, and play good football, and you're going to thrive here in Buffalo, you know, and that's a real culture thing. It's not about, you know, money, I guess, you know. You're here to win football.
Is it crazy to you that a month ago you were definitely not here and in almost nowhere this year, and now you're reconnecting Micah Hyde and the Bills?
I mean, I wouldn't say, because, you know, as soon as you get back, you know, I told Mike, I said, I've been here for like 3 or 4 weeks and it doesn't feel like I ever left. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he'll have that same thing. Like, you just feel at home. It's just like you've been on vacation for a little bit.
Not only him, what was it like to have Matt Milano back with you on Sunday?
Matt was funny because, you know, there was a walking joke. I don't know if you want to say this, but there was a walking joke going around. Because, you know, he was doing his regular routine. But it's like, bro, you've been doing this for 8 years. Like, he quit being nervous. You're the best of the best. Like, you got this. You know, so it's fun to see him out there and have some joy and success and be able to kick ass after he gets back after those injuries. You know, and you can feel it in the stadium, you know, when his name was called, when he came out, you heard everybody sound like Josh Allen coming out that thing. So, you know, it's awesome.